Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Tahir Moore.
And I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet, You're Scary.
Hey, we got a guest.
We got a special guest in the house. You may have recently seen her on the amazing hit show, Wording is Harder. She is a comedian.
Can't see her at all right now.
From Alabama. Yeah. She was literally behind the microphone.
So hidden.
Do you want an Apple box?
We can get you
an Apple box. Hold on. But ladies and gentlemen, we have here with us right now, Miss Keetra Lone.
Hey, what's up, people? What's up, people?
We gonna get you a little bit raised up. What was the first thing?
This is not for short people.
Why come fo?
Okay, let's stand up. Let's see if we can do something.
A pillow. This is the way I...
Wait.
This is the way I drive.
Okay, hold on. You need help getting on there?
This literally the way I drive.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, how about now?
Okay, wait. Stand up again, and I'm going to slide your seat.
Yeah.
So that way you can hop on it.
That's way better.
You know, that's good?
Okay. Way better. Okay, there you go. What? Now it's less childlike.
Yeah, before we got you those pillows, we had to have you out of here before six.
You guys, I'm not going to tolerate. Today is what we're not going to do. We're not going to tolerate. We're not gonna tolerate the talk about my height.
There you go.
Almost. She struggled with it, but she finally got it out.
You got it out.
I'm drunk.
She ain't even drinking nothing. We offered her a drink.
Essentia.
I'm drunk.
Drunk off that Essentia.
Drunk off this Essentia.
Well, listen, man, we had a lot to talk about today. Mm-hmm. What's the first thing we should talk about? Should we tell them the good news? Tell them what we.
And then the song, right?
Yeah.
Let's good news into the song.
Okay.
All right, Friday at noon PST. I'm gonna need everybody, the Scary Squad, everybody who watches Damn Internet, You Scary, who watches Tahir's personal page, my personal page, and anything that we are a part of. I need you guys to be available at noon Pacific time. I guess that'd be 3 p.m. EST.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to turn on NBC. Because we're actually just coming from the lot. We were actually just guests on Access Hollywood.
Oh,
Hollywood.
Oh, look at you.
That was insane. It's kind of it was kind of surreal. But
it was
completely
random, too. We did not
know. Random.
You hit me up. You was like, hey, what are you doing on Tuesday? I was like, nothing. What's up? I fly out of town Wednesday. He's like, yeah, but Tuesday, though.
Yeah, I was. I thought it was a prank. I was invited on the show. The producers started emailing me. And I thought it was a full prank. I didn't tell nobody. Actually, the Scary Squad, you guys are the first people to know. I didn't tell my parents. I didn't tell any friends. Because I was just writing these emails, just like, yeah, okay, you want to meet up? All right. And then I was at the lot, and I was like, yeah, okay, parking. And then me and Tahir were getting COVID tests, and we were like, huh.
Maybe this is real.
This might happen. And we shot it today, and it was a great time. So check us out. It's the Father's Day episode.
Yeah.
We're going up against Mario Lopez and Joel McHale from Community and The Soup and E! News and all that stuff. They were very, very nice. They loved us. So, yes, check us out. It's gonna be a great time. It was very fun.
Wait, you got a kid?
Huh?
You have a kid?
You ain't got to have a kid to do
dad. Oh, for dad jokes? No.
Oh, yeah, that's what y'all did, dad jokes. Oh,
no,
I was
kids.
About to say, you never told me when we were, you never.
When we were what?
When we were what?
When we were, you know.
When we were what?
Told
See, that's
me.
How rumors get started. When we were what?
And for those who
at
are
the
part
water fountain.
Of the, the Moore Mob, I started vlogging this weekend. I lost some of that footage, so I started vlogging again today. So you guys will get to see some super dope behind the scenes footage of that, and as well as today, and also some other stuff. But neither here nor there. What we are at the point of right now is figuring out what we're going to do for this song. Now, every episode we do a different theme song, different style theme song. So it's never the same thing.
Yep.
Never repeat it. It's always something different.
Mm-hmm.
So the options that we have are indie punk, punk rock, heavy metal, tailspin style, cartoon style, Bill Cosby style, dance hall, mumble
Bill
rap.
Cosby style.
Mumble rap. All right.
I like mumble rap.
Yeah. Family. Yeah. All right.
I like mumble rap.
All right, cool. I like mumble rap too. What you want to do the beat, and you want to do the rapper?
I'll do the beat.
You do the beat?
You two here and Keetra. Keetra. All
right, so Keetra, this is what we do.
You should get some
lyrics. We only focus on rhyming scary. Like Damn it and that you scary with Harry, Mary, contrary, dairy. Binary,
have
dairy.
We done contrary?
I don't know. We come up with the words.
Dictionary,
all of that. Okay, so I'll rap a little bit, then you'll rap a little bit, or you can do the ad libs and then rap a little bit. Pat's gonna take care of the beat. It's just don't worry about being great. We just try to get through it as long as we can.
Okay, what's the theme song about?
You'll see. You just jump in when you're feeling
oh,
it.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
You ready, Pat?
Cool.
Yes. Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. Mm. Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah. You know what the fuck it is, boy? We about to come and do that real shit. You know what I'm saying? That real hip hop. We bringing that shit back. Come on, come on, Harry. Woo, woo. Come on, Mary. Oh, seeing me come on that block and go Harry. Oh, screaming up, damn internet scary. Woo, damn internet. Whoa, see me now having that sound, that flicker, hopper, sicker, boom, hop. Come on, them girls and rats, I know some of them making them niggas. Yeah, you see me keep coming to stuff and that stuff, but on the contrary, oh, come in and open the filter, and then they say that the internet scary. Boom, internet scary. Woo, internet scary. Internet scary. Internet scary.
I'm real scary with the Dairy Queen. I don't eat meat and I'm married.
Yo.
I thought I had it. Yeah. It's a strawberry. Strawberries and cherries. I'm not very cherry. I do it on the daily. I'm Mary Mary, not contrary. Oh. Not Harry Dairy, not Harry Harry.
Hey,
I'm
hey.
Very hairy like scary.
Come on. Come on.
My flow is Church of Christ, Mary, Mary.
Kendra came with the hot bars.
The Gucci makes so much sense now.
Mm-hmm, Gucci!
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was feeling that from the beginning. Okay, well now I'm gonna wear your Gucci now.
That's an ad. You know, you look like an ad. That's the way the guys do it.
I look like an ad?
Yeah, a Gucci ad. You look like a Gucci ad.
Like
in GQ.
The pictures they be having on college textbooks. Just like, here you go, here too.
No, you look like the real. We go here too. Anglai.
Hey, that was fire. Okay.
You just came in with the yelling fire.
I'm going to have to download that.
Hey,
welcome to another episode of Dom Internet You Scary. We were talking a little bit before we went live. The Scary Squad was listening. Shout out to the Patreons. You guys get this live. But for everybody watching on Thursday, you told us off camera that you were a Jehovah's Witness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you still?
Yeah. I dip in and dip out.
Okay. All right.
Just like you.
Semi practicing.
Yeah. Faith? Once it's in you, it's in you.
Right. Oh.
Once it's in
you. Oh, you still like talking about
blood
religion?
In, blood out?
Right. And if I see somebody passing out a watchtower and snatch right back into me, I'd be like, oh, Lord, I better do right. I've been doing wrong for a whole year.
I saw somebody get jumped into that.
Get jumped into?
Yeah. with the white collared shirts and the ties, right?
No.
Am I talking about something else?
Yeah.
You think about Scientology.
No,
Scientology.
What's the uniform of Jehovah's Witnesses?
Nothing.
They just be dressed up nice.
You wear nice. Yeah, you wear nice.
I think I just saw a Mormon nigga getting jumped then. Must not have been initiation.
Right, no.
I just saw
I
a fight.
Think I saw.
I was like, we thugs with it. We'll hit you with that New Testament, but we.
Have you ever done it? Have you ever knocked?
All the fucking time.
Really?
Really? Yeah. What'd you wear? Why don't? What was the uniform? I never answered the
a
door.
A dress.
Just anything you wanted, or
a dress.
Stuff?
Like a wholesome dress, whatever, like to the knees, right?
Yeah, whatever my mama laid out.
Okay.
Oh, you had one of them butter churning dresses that went from the
butter churning dresses.
It went from the neck,
sir,
to the ankle.
Yeah. Sir, no,
butter
I did not.
Churning dresses.
My mama never handmaids tailed us.
Oh my God!
Your ankles, you harlot. Cover them ankles up.
Man, oh, for real. But for
I'm not making fun of no religion, by the way. I'm just making fun of
No. One time when I was a little girl, I did have my shoulders out at the meeting.
Oh,
and
that might as well be titties.
Right. Right. My
Collarbone might as well be the area.
My aunt called my mom, and she was like, you should probably get her a sweater.
Oh my God! That's what you get for going online and seeing what the latest fashion trends were, and you tried to bring it into the House of Jehovah. They was like, yep. No, you will not do that.
Right? They turned off the public discourse.
Listen, that's when your internet ended. Okay, and what she should have did was got ExpressVPN, because sometimes people think that just because you're in incognito mode, that people can't find out what you're searching. And that is not 100% true. It does not matter how many times you clear your browser history. Mm-hmm. Your internet service provider can still see every single website that you've ever visited. Think about that. Think about some of the freaky stuff that y'all have visited. Yeah, they see all of that. That's why even when at home, I never go online without using ExpressVPN, okay? Doesn't matter if you get your internet from Verizon or Comcast or Spectrum. ISPs in the U.S. can legally sell your information to ad companies. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers so that your ISP can't see the sites that you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available, okay? Most of the time, I don't even realize that my phone has the ExpressVPN on. It runs seamlessly in the background, super easy to use, no lagging. All you have to do is tap one button and you're protected, all right? ExpressVPN is available on all your devices, phones, computers, even your smart TV. So there's no excuse not to be using it. Now, protect your online activity today with the VPN voted number one and rated number one by CNET and Wired. Visit my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/DIYS. And guess what? You get an extra 3 months on a 1 year pack. That's 15 months for the price of one year. So that's ExpressVPN, ExpressVPN.com/DIYS. Again, ExpressVPN.com/DIYS to learn more.
Just hilarious.
I'm so proud you made it through that.
That was a great transition. Keisha is hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That was a great transition to hear.
Thank you, man.
I like to come to work with my bae.
Yeah, of course.
With bae?
That makes it so much easier.
Bring bae to work day.
I have to ask, because we were talking about Jehovah's Witnesses. You did the knocking and stuff. You did the selling. Have you converted anybody? Because I want to know how convincing you are.
Well, let's start by this. When you said I have to ask, I thought you was going to propose marriage. And I was going to say yes.
Marriage?
Right
off? Not, within the first 5 minutes of the podcast?
Pat, listen, this is not our first time at the track meet.
I know.
Meeting the other team.
Beating the other team?
Did we convert?
When was the first time?
I'm trying to think. Okay, so the process is, you try to place the material.
Okay.
So it's like the Watchtower and the Awake are the tracks that you try to place, like when you go knock on a door.
The Watchtower?
Yes.
That's the little booklet.
The track.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the Bible. That's y'all Bible.
No.
It's like the pamphlet. The
book. It says Watchtower on it.
Pamphlet. Yeah, it's just like that. Okay. Like
where the Watchtower at?
What do you mean, where is it at? I don't have none on me.
He's saying, where's the physical location
of
the actual Watchtower?
They're phasing it more out more now because it's online.
No. He's asking, what is the physical location of the actual Watchtower, not the pamphlets?
Yeah, is there an actual Watchtower y'all go to?
No.
Where you witness Jehovah?
No. Huh. No, they go Watchtower. But you could go to Bethel. Bethel. It's where it's the headquarters.
Where's that at?
It's in New York, I think.
Do niggas wear robes?
No.
Do niggas wear robes?
I'm saying some of this stuff is kind of, you know, traditional.
Mm-hmm.
You asking me a lot of questions
for somebody that ain't been in it in a while.
Right, and I'd be backsliding. You can't ask a backslider. You gotta ask.
I'm inquisitive. Okay. This might be an ignorant question, but like, what did you guys as a group witness? Is that a dumb question? I don't.
Jehovah, God, we witnessing. God, we bearing witness to his greatness.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Christians do that.
Yeah, we are Christians.
Really?
Yes, Jehovah's Witnesses are Christians.
So, because like Christian is a word, and Jehovah's Witness is like a sentence. So like what started that? What did y'all see?
I'm sorry, you're looking into my eyes, and I'm like really like...
I have never felt more like a third wheel in my fucking life.
I can't focus when you look me directly into the eyes.
Oh, I just Googled, what did Jehovah Witness?
What a dummy. What does it say? Let's see what it says.
Jehovah Witnesses originated as a branch of the Bible student movement, which developed in the U.S. in the 1870s among followers of Christian Restorationist minister Charles Taze Russell. That didn't really give us what we wanted, huh? Oh, who is Jehovah and what did he witness? Okay, Jehovah's Witnesses believe that God the Father, whose name is Jehovah, is the only true God. Jesus Christ is his firstborn son, inferior to God, who was created by God. Okay, and that didn't also didn't answer.
Let me go on a record for saying Pat is asking real questions. These would be questions if she said she was a Muslim or anything else, because I've had a couple Jehovah Witnesses come at me in my inbox from Zooming with the Homies on something that someone else said, but they came to me because it's my show. So let me just clear that up. That's not what he's doing. He's really just that inquisitive. So
I'm just trying to learn.
Please don't take his questions as disrespect. Keitra is here, so you know we don't know. So he's asking her.
I just want to know.
I just have to throw that out there, because, man.
You here don't need no more drama.
Well, man. Nigga, I'm just trying to live my life, man.
I think every, there's actually a song, because we sing songs. We don't have like a
At the Door?
We're a choir. Pat, no, not At the Door. We all stand up and we sing songs of worship. It's like a hymn book, but it's a song book.
You have one on deck? You have one like
in? I have one at home.
You don't have one in your head?
It's
like
one online, jw.org, and it will answer all your questions.
Okay. I'm gonna learn about this. I've never met a Jehovah's Witness. This is why.
You never met?
I don't think so.
Are you're but you're from California, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's why. Yeah.
Are they not big out here?
Oh, y'all heathens. Y'all, there are a lot of black Jehovah's Witnesses.
Really?
Out here in LA too?
Yeah. Worldwide. I think okay, I won't give my opinions on that, but I'll just say this. Yeah, there are a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses here. They're all across the world, like all over the world. Any
black?
Yeah, okay. Black, white, every color, every.
Shout out to Jehovah's Witnesses. Every all right, color I'll try to do some. I'll try to do some researches. I have some questions. You know, it's interesting.
You do. I just want to say I want to go on record as saying I'm not an officiant. I aficionado. Do backslide, but I do ride for the J Dubs.
It is.
J Dubs. Is that
no? She just did. She just did that on her own.
No. Yeah, that's what the cool kids call it.
Okay.
I'm one of the cool ones. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I still, you know, I'm a happy medium. I'm in the streets, but I know the word.
Okay, so you for the streets, but you also
no. I didn't say. I said I'm in the streets, not I'm for the streets. Okay. I'm for you.
Okay.
The streets.
She brought it right back.
The streets is for the hussies.
Okay, let's just jump into the first topic, because Keitra is just an absolute joy to have here.
For real. Well, Keitra called me out for not having any kids. She said, "You know, we did dad jokes. I don't have. I'm not."
That's so funny. If you're about to talk about what I'm posting right now, it is very ironic.
Okay. Well, I'm talking about the father of many.
Yes. Are you talking about that? Yes. I'm literally posting that right now.
Okay.
I got this on Sunday, and I didn't get a chance to make the video then or Monday, so I'm posting it today. And yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. But go ahead.
I don't know if you've heard of this.
I'm reading it as you are, and I'm bewildered.
A man died in India at age 76. And he was a father. He was the father of 89 children.
Mm-hmm.
Not 8 or 9. 89. He had more children than he had years alive.
Yes.
And he died old.
How many wives did he have, Pat?
Let's see. So, the father of 89 kids, the world's largest family, has passed away. His name is Ziona Chana. He died on Sunday in the northeastern Indian state of Mizoram. And he was declared dead on arrival at a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he suffered from both diabetes and hypertension.
I wonder why.
it says that he was the head of a polygamist Christian sect.
Oh, yeah, he definitely did.
And he is survived by an estimated 38 wives.
See, I got 39, but either way.
89 kids, which makes the case. He's also a grandfather. He has 36 grandchildren. Now, if he had 36 kids, that's already a handful.
He has more
wives than he has grandchildren. He has 36 grandchildren, right. 89 children, and 38 wives.
Fuck all of that.
And then here's the thing. He died.
Set up and died.
Can I go off?
Yes.
Can I please go off?
He crop dusted all that sperm.
Set up and died.
Made all those kids and then left 38 women with 89 kids. To hear?
Just please, can I talk my shit real quick?
Talk your
shit. Just real quick, man. Who the fuck has the time? Nigga. That's facts. 39 birthdays. That's 39 anniversaries. I'm just going to say exactly what I said in the video. That's 39 yeast infections because you know he had to fuck more than one person per day to get it all in per month. That's 39 women saying, I don't know what I want to eat. What do you want to eat? Nigga, I would lose my motherfucking mind.
You said 39 birthdays, right?
39 birthdays.
Nope. 127.
No. I'm not talking about the kids.
Okay.
Fuck the kids. You know how I feel. Fuck them kids.
But you know they had. He got birthdays too.
Yeah, but you know how it is. In some countries, in certain beliefs, like the woman is way more hands on. Like with Armenians, the women are way more hands on with the kids, right?
Okay.
So I'm assuming, right? Okay. But also, fuck them kids, right?
Right.
Let's just start with the women.
Yeah.
39 birthdays.
Yes.
39 anniversaries.
38.
I see the one I got said 39 on Yahoo.
It said 38 wives, right?
I was 30 something, you know.
Listen, I'm telling you, I have the picture.
It says estimated 38, so it could be 39.
Look, I'm gonna show you.
To be the only nigga left out the estimation.
Oh, she losing. I don't know who the fuck got left out, but the damn show wasn't me. What they say? Leaving behind 39 wives.
Now so maybe, sure.
Oh,
maybe 39 was actually a side chick.
There were so many people.
That was definitely
there's
a
different
new
accounts.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Yours had more children too. 96?
94 children was what I had. Ain't no fucking way.
That means they took
a group
picture.
I don't even
want to
be around 39 people on a daily basis.
I don't know 89 people, I don't think.
That's, dude, no. Ain't no fucking way, bro.
You are great at bringing this back. You're really good at that.
It's really not important.
It said he died of he had diabetes and hypertension. Hypertension is brought on by high blood pressure and stress.
Yep.
Is there any way that it could not be connected to the stress of having 39 wives and between 89 and 94 children? I mean, I don't think so.
Do you think he was that involved, though? Because I feel like if you have the mind state to have that many children, I can't see you equally bouncing around. I feel like you just going and spraying, you know?
I don't know. I just know. I ain't know. Because, like, here's the thing. If he had diabetes and hypertension, oh, he was definitely losing his hair.
His hair? Know,
yo, absolutely.
But he's from India.
Yeah, it don't matter. You still listen. That much stress, you losing
really
your
hair.
You losing your hair, okay? Because you know, you and I both know, two out of three men will experience some form of hair loss by the time of 35. More than 50 million men in just the U.S. suffer from some form of male pattern baldness, and of that, there are only two FDA approved medications that can prevent hair loss, and Keeps offers them both, okay? Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair, All right, convenient virtual doctor consultations and medications delivered straight to your door every 3 months, so you don't even have to leave your home. You can stay home with your 39 wives and your 94 kids. And it's low cost. Also, if you have 39 wives and 84 kids, treatment started just $10 a month, so you ain't taking food out of nobody's mouth. It comes in a discreet package, and it has proven results. Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, okay? And prevention is key. Yeah? Prevention is something that some people don't really practice, but for you guys, anyone that may be interested, prevention is key. Treatments can take up to 4 to 6 months to see results. So act fast. And if you're ready to act today and take action to prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/DIYS to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/DIYS to get your first month for free. One more time, that's keeps.com/DIYS to get your first month for free.
Tahir been using it since he was 12, and look at him now.
And Keetra accidentally spilled some on her lip, and look at her now.
Yeah, well, listen, mustache is going to fill in these patches from this cowlick.
You got a mustache? This is...
Girl, I got a mane.
You don't worry about that. As long as you never have to feel it.
Why would I not worry about
you
that?
You never have to feel it on
I'm already
head.
Worried.
You worried?
I'm already worried a little bit.
You should be.
I should be? About a mustache? That wasn't the right...
You should be worried about my mustache.
First of all, that transition, I feel like I pride myself in like, all right, he's doing it now.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
I didn't see that coming at all.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? I had to switch it up every now and then.
You didn't? Wait. So we can't go back to the Indian man?
Yeah, we absolutely can.
Absolutely.
Right. Because I want to call him Sugar Dick Daniels. Sugar Dick Daniels.
That's a great nickname. I'm not
Sugar
even going to hold
Dick
you.
Sugar Dick Daniels died of diabetes because he had the sweet meat.
You think that's why he had the kid, that many kids? You think he had to have the sweet meat?
But my question was, y'all know how much strength it takes to get one out.
Yeah.
To get a what?
A baby?
To have an orgasm. A baby.
Oh,
for
orgasm.
Y'all.
Oh, for us? Yeah. It don't take that much.
It don't take much at all.
It takes a lot for y'all.
Most of y'all be extra.
I could put my underwear on too fast and I'll come. I had to hold my breath and then pull the front of the underwear out while I pull them up. Because if it grazed that mushroom tip too fast.
What?
Yeah. That helmet is sensitive as hell, man. It's a hair trigger. I'd be busted off in the house.
Shut up.
I had to put a gun lock on my dick because that shit would just fire off randomly.
I needed a safety.
I'm literally about to cry. That was ridiculous. He said the mushroom grazing.
I can't put my drawers on too fast.
That was
Bust it.
That's gross. That is gross, but no.
Tried to do the busted challenge. Had to take 4 showers before I could even say.
Busted challenge. You were the busted
challenge. You were the busted
challenge. Put on my drawers is the busted challenge.
Put on drawers.
Just get dressed is the busted challenge. I couldn't even do.
The amount of hand towels that had to experience the busted challenge solo.
Gross. That's gross. But no, when you're in the act of sex and you have to have an orgasm, like you know, y'all know, y'all guys be like, it's called it.
I don't know who you've been fucking, but that shouldn't be the thing.
Was
no
he
one should
to throw up.
No, when y'all have an orgasm, y'all be.
Nah, you suffocating him. You got to take that rope off his neck when he about to bust.
Oh, shit. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Nobody ever told me. He never said.
See, this is the things that you got to discuss beforehand.
Pat does not like the rope removal. So when I remove it.
I'm not. Well, that's how you see. That's how I know people know you lying. Because I don't do no rope. I don't do no rope.
You better say he ain't into the bondage. Oh, that's them and all of that.
You gonna tie me up and beat my ass?
I'm sorry.
First of all, you sitting on 2 pillows. You are far too tiny.
I am sitting on 2
far
pillows.
Far too tiny.
But it ain't cause I ain't got no rump with my rope.
What?
She said it ain't because I ain't got no rump with my roast. Oh, my God.
Is that a Southern?
It's basically saying it ain't because she ain't got no ass on the ass.
Thank you, Tahir. You should walk around the city with me.
Rump is roast? Rumper. Rump. Like a thumper or a bumper.
You should know that. Listen, Pat, are we going to do this or are we going to move on to the next topic?
What's this?
You know what this is.
Keisha, stop trying to shoot your shot at this nigga.
You already know why I'm here.
You just slide in his DMs like every other chick.
You know.
Have some self-respect and slide in this nigga DMs.
You already know the fuck going on.
I do respect the sounds you made when you imitated the man. I was just like, you must be electrocuting these niggas. She got that. She must have the WAP. If niggas are going,
nigga trying to catch his breath.
I just imagine a dude getting electrocuted. That's hilarious.
Oh my God.
I do have the breath taker. They call me the breath taker. I give and I take life.
That's good. Right when you come and Keisha punch you in your stomach.
She sound like a Mortal Kombat character. She said, I'm
then you be like, I'm about to come. Bop! Bitch, what the fuck wrong with
you? Your soul is mine.
That's what I do. I'm like, get over here.
How the fuck? That's the rudest shit ever. You punch somebody in the stomach right where you're about to. Boy, let me tell you something. I'm peeing on everything in your house.
I don't know.
I'm pissing on everything. I just told you. First of all, you punch me that hard when I'm about to come. I feel like, because something's about to come out through the front, you just punch the inside, now you're going to make something come out the back. So I'm going to shit on your bed.
What if it's like enjoyable?
Nah. Nigga,
no one's ever done that. So what
nobody
if it's like,
is, nobody willingly gets punched in the stomach unless you're training for a boxing match.
Well, I heard about something. I heard about a technique where
you push the taint and it'll make you prolong your ejection.
Are you?
No.
Yeah, my homeboy practiced that I think it was for Tantra. He's like, there's a special part, a special place on your gooch or your taint that if you press it, you apply enough pressure to it, you can have like a prolonged erection.
Uh-huh. That's true. You also know you can tie the tip of the penis.
Tie the tip of it?
Yeah, like if you put.
Hey, leave the show, man. Get the fuck out of here.
It's a penis ring. It's a ring for.
Oh, you talking about a cock ring?
Like a cock ring.
But it that holds the blood.
Why you say tie?
Yeah, I thought you was talking about take the skin and make a bow.
Tie ring.
Like he was like,
that's not the same thing.
You got some floss in the bathroom and then started making.
Well, you can do it. You can do
a dick noose.
You can do a dick noose.
I imagine old fashioned rope when you said it.
If it's not a ring in the building, you can use a dick noose, I guess.
I've also talked to nurses who said that they had to get a lot of cock rings removed in the emergency room.
Really?
Yeah, that's a thing. I've never tried one.
I've tried many cock rings.
Cock rings? What does it do? Like it vibrates?
No, I mean there are vibrating cock rings, but you have like if you buy just the generic like the rubber ones, they come in like a 3-pack. Basically,
three
you know
pack.
That, yeah, 3-4. It comes in an assortment of sizes. Sometimes it's just one. But basically, essentially, what it does is it prolongs your erection because it traps the blood in your penis. You know, the penis has no bones in it, so when it gets hard, it's just from blood filling in the penis.
What's that thing in the middle that be hard?
What? That's your urethra. That's where the pee goes through.
Yeah, but there ain't no like
there's
solid
no bones
thing.
There's no bones. No. Nope.
Why is it called the boner?
Because it becomes a bone.
Because it comes hard, but no, there's no bones in your penis. This fills with blood. And the cock ring basically traps the blood up there. It slows the flow so it doesn't leave as fast as rapidly. So
I guess I just didn't really know what to think. Because it's not like I just recently got a penis.
I tried a cock ring with Bluetooth. Let me tell you something. I had a hard on for 16 days.
Wait, did you take the ring off?
I couldn't. That mushroom tip was too big.
What's the next sounds dangerous?
What's the next sound? I'm like,
you want to leave this?
What?
This is a good time.
This is good talking.
This is a good time.
This is good chit chat.
I'm trying to think what there's so much that just happened in the last minute. I don't know what to this ask questions about.
I forgot. I be forgetting to hear a Pisces too. So like I can easily get lost in like a conversation. Oh, you did that too?
Yeah let me tell you something. I was talking to my homeboy. I call him my brother. My brother was like, yo, the moment you decide to really be you on stage, your career going to go to the next level. And for the longest time, I've been very hesitant to give everybody all of me.
You didn't think you were 100% you? up there?
No, I'm not giving them everything. I'm holding back. Everybody holds back a little bit. Like, you know, it's because some of it's connected too much to your personal life. But now you guys are about to see a different fucking side of me.
Oh, wait. Not yet. You're basically saying
I'm about to let loose
that was,
now.
That was recent.
No, he told me this probably about 7 years ago, but I'm just now getting to the point where like, you know what? Fuck it.
What have you? Okay, because that's interesting. I feel like that can apply to a lot of things.
Yeah.
So anyone who's seen you on stage, it's not like you're not. It's not like you're saying stuff that ain't you.
Yeah.
So what clicked?
You reach a point, you know. Due to certain circumstances that have transpired in the past couple of weeks, it's like no matter what you do or how good of a person you think you are, there's still somebody that just ain't gonna like you for whatever reason.
Absolutely.
And when your character comes into question, a person will do or say, someone random might do or say something, whatever. So it's like, well, damn, like you try to be, you know, cool with everybody and motherfucker steal and say some crazy shit about you. So it's like, you know what, fuck it. Let me just be me all the way. I ain't gonna worry. Listen, right. I ain't gonna say nothing crazy to the point where I fuck up our money when it comes to like advertising and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But on stage, oh, you finna get out. It's so many stories I've been sitting on because I never wanna. Y'all gonna find out what happened when I fucked a little person.
That's exciting. Because if you've ever seen Tahir on stage, you kind of assume that he's not holding shit back.
No, man.
He has some pretty wild jokes.
Wait, we finna go.
Are you bringing the midget joke back?
Nah, it ain't even that joke.
Okay, the little person.
Yeah, no, not that joke. It's another joke that I never did as a joke. It was just a story I told a couple homeboys and shit like that. But now that shit gonna hit the stage. A lot of shit finna hit the stage, man. You get to a point, you just like, fuck it. There it is. We gonna just do it like this then.
I gotta say, for the most part, I think that Pisces we're very elusive. Like, we're very private into ourselves. And then, like, at a point, we just get really uninhibited. It's no medium. It's either one or the other. It's to the, we gonna either be aloof or we gonna be to the extreme.
Farrah says all the time, I have no medium, right? Like, she'll say something, I'm like, well, fine, fuck it, I just won't say nothing else. And she'll be like, I didn't tell you not to do that. I'm like, very extreme. It's either one end of the spectrum or the other. I'm emotional. You know, like, I take a lot of shit personal. I've been working on that. That's why I got this heart tattooed on my wrist, because I know I wear my emotions and my heart on my sleeve. So I got this tattoo just to remind myself not to take shit personally, man. That shit don't apply, let it fly. And like, that'll help me get over things faster, because I know I'm the type of person that can hold a grudge like for life, nigga.
See, we like the same person. This week was such a good week. Somebody, you know, just blessed my entire life in a matter of 5 minutes. Like, they just blessed my whole entire life.
You didn't
just
judge him in 5 minutes?
Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Well, listen, if it was that kind of blessing. I don't know if it was a curse or a blessing, but I will say, no, like, you know, this is a very selfless business that we're in, a very, like, self, like, people don't think about you, and I do a lot of shit for people, and I would never say it, and because I don't do it to say it, but anyway, I just asked one person a question, and they were like, let me get back to you, got back to me in 5 minutes, and within that 5 minutes, in the next 10, my life has been altered.
How so?
Every
can you say?
Good. I'll say I got a new representation.
Okay.
Like, great representation. And
that's huge.
Let's go.
And the way in which I was treated, the way in which the situation came about, like, they put money on the table, like, right there.
All
like
blessings.
Like,
come on, man.
You know, it's so overwhelming that it's scary. Like, it scared me that somebody would go there for me, and then it just happened so fast. Like, I was signing stuff today, and I was like, shit. And it was crazy. But I literally cried, and that person was like, are you a Pisces? And I was like, yes, yes, because you don't understand. Like, everything touches me. Like, I feel everything, the good and the bad. I cry for good shit. I cry for bad shit. And yes, I take shit personal. And when I love hard. But if we done, like, you're dead to me.
Yeah, that part right there.
Like, you fucking dead to me. Like, it ain't nothing. It ain't no coming back because I'll go.
I'll give you everything. Shirt off my back. And then, even if you're not somebody I fuck with like that hard, if I know you need it, you're in a position and you're bad, I'll do it. Just because I ain't gonna let nobody around me be like that fucked up, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? It's a new year. New moves, new behaviors, lessons. new lessons, new blessings.
Yep. New lessons, new blessings. I'm telling
you. New lessons, new blessings.
Money is changing. The check.
It don't matter, man. It's time to upgrade your life, upgrade your thinking, upgrade your positivity. Yep. And fellas, it doesn't matter if you have no regiment at all or you have like a 10-step regiment when it comes to your self-care plan. Premium grooming products are available to you, and all you have to do is check out Hawthorne. Okay, you can get everything from high quality shampoos to body washes, hand soap, even a luxurious sandalwood shaving gel. All made without sulfates, parabens, or other harsh chemicals. Hawthorne is a premium grooming brand that tailors your personal care routine to your unique profile. Super easy to do. You start with a quiz. They ask you questions like, what type of person are you? Where do you like to go in your free time? Are you a club person, a lounge person? You like live music? You like DJ music when you go out? Are you the type of person that's the life of the party? Or are you somebody that's just kind of hanging out on the wall, scoping the scene? They take all of these answers from these questions, and they create a profile from you. And based on that profile, they create you a unique selection of products to choose from. And based on that, you can get so much stuff. You can get the cologne, again, the body wash, the conditioner, the hand soap, and these are unique scents. It's not just like a unique product, a unique scent made just for you. So no matter where you go, the likelihood of you running into somebody that smells like you is very slim. And I hate that. I've been out before and people be like, what you wearing? Like, I'm not telling you nothing because I know you're going to go and get it. But with Hawthorne, I could tell them, hey, I'm wearing this by Hawthorne, and they still can't get it because it's unique to me. It really works. It's great. I travel with it all the time. And Hawthorne takes all the risks out of shopping for your personal care by giving you free shipping on your orders and returns. So with high-quality self-care products tailored specifically to your needs from Hawthorne, looking your best has never been easier. So fellas and ladies, if you want to get your guy a great gift right now, I encourage you guys to take that Hawthorne's quiz. Take it today. Get started on your personalized self-care routine by going to Hawthorne.co. That's .co. And use the promo code DIYS to get 10% off your first order or your first purchase. Okay? Again, that's Hawthorne, Hawthorne.co. C-O. Use the promo code DIYS. Hawthorne.co. Promo code DIYS to get 10% off your first purchase.
You're getting really good at this, sir.
You too good. But now I know. I feel like I know when it's coming.
Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
I try to figure it out, but sometimes it'd be like, oh.
You, like, I. Oh. Like, man, you so professional. Me and Pat, be over here, you know, getting what we do and what we do best, and you just go right through.
Hey, man, listen.
Been, finding lunchtime lottery. Yeah.
He's been fingering me under the table this whole time.
All right, and listen.
So, what you going on?
Let me ask you why he finishes that.
You guys saw me. You guys saw me, right?
He got another set of haters.
Oh, shit. So, I was on internet, and I thought this was crazy. I saw that Kodak had on the Donald Trump hat, Make America Great Again hat. Now, I know that he was released from jail, and I don't know if Trump had something to do with it, or I guess he did because he had actually had the hat on that had the signature on it. Like, he really was sent to him. And I know rappers sometimes do things for, you know, shock value and just to keep the buzz going or create a buzz.
Right.
But I never that hard up to where I'm going to display that lack of chill to wear something I don't believe. That would be like me going out in a KKK robe in the hood, like, you know what the fuck it is, boy, Grand Wizarding out here on these hoes. You know what I'm saying? He had on the Trump hat, and let me see. I think I took a picture of because I was gonna here it is right here. He got on the Make America Great Again hat.
Yeah, I saw this.
You know what I'm saying?
Recently?
Yeah, he posted this
like a day ago.
Yeah, like last night, I think, with the signature on it.
I mean, then the nigga got him out of prison though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hear you, but here's the thing.
I'm trying to think. If I was in prison.
And listen, it would have been like, I write on and kept it moving. Because here's the thing. Him getting him out of prison was a publicity stunt. That was a move.
For Trump.
For Trump. Yeah, absolutely. He ain't listened to Kodak. He ain't heard Lockjaw with him and French Montana, which is one of my favorite songs.
It's a great song.
Yeah. And worry about his him with no teeth, keep rocking. But he did the same thing for ASAP Rocky. ASAP Rocky, as soon as he got out, he was like, fuck Trump. I ain't fucking with that nigga. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's still a choice, but I really feel like this was just a publicity move, a publicity stunt, just to get the people talking and shit like that, because I mean, I don't know for sure, but I heard that the album didn't do well when it dropped a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I heard it did like 30,000 like units in the first week or something like that.
That's very low for Kodak.
That's very low. Yeah.
Sound like the boy chew asses.
You said what now?
Sound like the boy chew asses in the booth.
Chew?
I'm sorry?
Chew asses. He chew asses. The boy chew asses.
No. We didn't have a hard time hearing you audibly. We heard you. We just was like, that was different. We never really heard chew asses like that.
Chew asses.
Okay, is that something big in Alabama?
I'm kind of confused.
No, that's something big for Trump supporters.
Okay, they chew ass. Okay.
So what is that? What does that mean?
Is that like the booty cheek, or is that just like, you know?
The whole ass.
The whole
ass.
That means you butt.
A rack of lamb ass. Mm.
But that means you
a rack eat, of ass
that
lamb.
That means you eat butt, right?
Mm-hmm. No, shoot.
Oh, look, I forgot to show you this bitch. He actually had on the whole thing. So he had on, like, the Trump hat, and he had on a jacket that says, Keep America Great, because he was running in 2020, so.
Yeah, I saw it. You know what? I mean, I'm not big in politics, you know.
You don't dabble? You don't dabble too much?
I don't give my take. I respect everybody's beliefs and traditions, but, I mean, I think, Black people, especially, we owe it to ourselves to be more informed. That is pure ignorance.
Yeah, for sure it is. Absolutely.
It's pure ignorance, and it just makes it further it further lends
take your time now. Take your time.
It further lends itself to the fact of that Black rappers are ignorant.
There you go.
Like, hip hop is culture. Hip hop has become culture.
Okay.
Kodak is influential, and when you use your platform for something like that, it's just saying you might as well wear a sticker.
I mean, here's the thing: I agree with you on the sense that, like, hip hop, I feel specifically influences everything.
It
you understand me? And it influences fashion. It influences cars. It influences jewelry. Everything is influenced by hip hop, because at this point right now, it has no boundaries. Everybody listens to it. You go to a rap concert right now, depending on where the concert is being held, you're liable to see more white people in the concert than you are Black people. Hmm. So it definitely has no boundaries as far as like how far it can expand. And I agree, Keetra. I feel like when you are a rapper of a certain status, you do have an obligation to try to enlighten people. Because people, you are an influence, and people are under you, listening to you, and they're impressionable depending on their age. So I completely agree with that. However, I feel like at some point, like, the parents still got to be involved. You got to be able to be into, like, my daughter, me and her used to listen to the same music. We used to listen to Chance, Saba, No Name. We was like, she was into that, everything. And then she kind of switched and went to K-pop. Now, I don't know what they say in K-pop. But I sit down and watch it with her just so we can be in tune, and I can make sure they ain't saying no wild shit. So, like, you know, a year down the line, and she starts wearing whatever the fuck, I'll be like, where the fuck did this come from? Like, I feel like parents be so out of the loop with their kids, they don't know what's going on. So I feel like the parents still have to play a part in the kid's life. And it's not just, like, listening to one or two songs. You still need to have conversations with them, like meaningful conversations with them, and see where their head is and check their temperature. Don't try to wait till your kid is 16, 17 to tell them about politics. They need to know about that shit early on. And they need to know about things that they shouldn't be impressionable to. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's not saying that you have to make sure that your kid is a Democrat or Republican or whatever, but they need to know what each side represents.
They need to be able to make
and why you support it.
They need to be able to make informed decisions.
Absolutely.
That's why I agree. That's why I don't discuss it, you know. That's why I don't discuss politics, and everybody should have that option. Everybody should have that choice. But as it relates to what I'm saying about Kodak, I'm just speaking to environment. Like, you know, Black people have it hard. We have it really hard, not only as a race, but within our own individual communities and we have our own struggles.
Yeah.
You know, people relate hip hop music coming from these places. You're supposed to come from the gutter. I mean, I come from, you know.
Where you from again? Tell the people.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham,
oh, damn.
Alabama.
205.
Shout
it. 205.
Oh, damn.
But, I mean, look, I don't come from, I mean, I grew up in a 2-bedroom house with 8 people, 9
yep.
people.
Yep.
You know,
come on,
I
talk
mean,
about
I come
it.
From these places. My school was right in the projects, in mm-hmm. the middle of the projects, mm-hmm. and my college, you know.
They ain't had no water fountain. They had to go home for water at her school because there wasn't no water fountain. It was real out there.
It was a water fountain. It was just, blood. We had to walk 2 miles to it.
Barefoot. You had to take your shoes off.
Barefoot.
Yeah, they wore shoes to school, but they was like, "Are you going to water fountain?" Now you know the rules. Take the goddamn shoes off.
Just to make it a crazy story.
With a bucket. And you get one token a day.
Okay. Token.
No more one token a day. Drinking at the fountain. Drink at the fountain.
You talking about the fountains that had tokens? God damn.
They gave us a token when we came in.
You took us to the 1960s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, what I'm saying is I come from a place like that, but we owe it to each other to be informed, you know, and not just stay on the block. When you do something yeah. like that, you saying to the people around you, "Hey, nigga, this is okay. This is okay to do. I don't owe it to you to become more informed or more educated on policies and politics and what someone's thought process is." Mm-hmm. You know, when I go back home and I see my friends, I'm trying to leave something for my nieces, my nephews,
Come
my
on.
Friend, the people on the block, you know,
because
mm-hmm. yep.
it's people that never leave those places. But we owe it to them, you know, to take it back to the hood, take it back to the streets, be like, "Hey, look, I went to China for 4 weeks and you might not be right about chopsticks." Shit like that. I mean, little is big, but you never know how impressionable you can be or what an influence you could be on that person that's watching you. Whether they act like they like you or don't want to hear it or not, you just never know. It's shit that people I hate. People mm-hmm. I hated growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Neighborhood, the bitch that used to live next door to us and tell my mama everything on us when she used to go to work. But there are things that stuck with me my whole life that she was right about, and I realized them. You know, you owe it to yourself, and not only to yourself, but you owe it to others around you to get informed. And that shit is, I don't know, that shit is trash. And I don't believe, yeah. I don't believe he doing us justice by, I mean, you know, it's all publicity, but
yeah,
mm-hmm.
all publicity. Well, they say all publicity is good publicity, but yeah. that shit is trash ass publicity.
I wanted to do this joke, but I feel like the moment has passed. When she was like, "My neighbor used to tell on me and tell my mama we outside with our toes out."
With our toes out? You trash. You trash.
Yeah, you know they was outside with some sandals on. Yeah, toes and ankles.
Toes out.
And toes and Moses and them ankles was just out, just
why
doing
y'all?
Whatever they want to do in the world.
Why y'all?
That's ridiculous.
They did what? Yeah, they had their toes out, and Keitra had the nerve to have a toe ring. Hey, wait a minute. A toe ring and an ankle bracelet. She flipped her mama, flipped over to Tali.
Abolish that big toe. That's what set it off. Polish the big toe. That's what set it off. Why people be acting like Alabama is just the goddamn stick, the rule.
I mean, because this is how long it took you to get that sentence out. Why have people be acting like that Alabama is the goddamn borough?
I do stutter when my emotions meet my brain.
Listen, I wasn't even talking about the Alabama part. I was talking about the Jehovah Witness part. That's what the toes out joke was about. It wasn't about Alabama.
If
I was on Alabama, I would have been like, "Your kids was outside with shoes on." I don't know where they get that
shoes.
Your kids
was out with dirty feet.
I just assumed that kids in Alabama just have dirty feet, just be like running around. Not like they don't have shoes, but like they just like it's everything's way more chill in the South. Like
that
because when we was a kid, I used to run outside with no shoes on. I would run out there in the front yard and play stuff. But like I stayed in like Missouri, and we had like I don't know like electricity.
Well, you're from the Show Me State, so y'all probably showing feet, teeth. Y'all showing
you said
everything.
Teeth?
teeth.
Okay.
We also had
tit for tat.
They just got indoor plumbing in Alabama about 6 years ago.
Missouri just got.
What did I say? Missouri.
Missouri. Well, the low.
Okay, just make it cooler.
Public highways.
Okay, all right.
Okay, don't you ever disrespect.
Listen.
Don't you ever disrespect.
I meant no disrespect. The 205. I meant no disrespect.
The 205, the 334, the 256.
That's the area codes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get with it or get lost.
I don't know why those sound dangerous. Say them again.
They are. 205, 334, 256.
Yeah, 256 sounds like crazy. 334 sounds like you don't want to be there. What's it?
Yeah. 205. That's Birmingham. That's Montgomery.
Do you have any rappers by those names? Because that's how I know. That's how I can spot out bad neighborhoods. If a nigga's named 204.
Nah, they make songs with those area codes.
Okay, so. Okay.
Ludacris, we was in area codes.
What? He said 281, 330. 334.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, I might have been mixing Mike Jones in there with that.
Yeah.
281, 330.
Yeah, you might have been. Listen.
You think Mike Jones still has that number?
Listen.
But it's still on. Like, that he got rid of it, then he put it back on or something like that. I think he gets a message.
They tested a TikTok.
Is it 330 or 334?
334.
281, 330.
334.
Mike Jones.
Oh.
281-330-8004.
Hit me up, Mike Jones.
I just want to see.
I'm sorry, but the person you called.
He got the number cut out because he knew you was going to call.
You had to Google and find a real number.
He knew you was going to call.
All I was saying, Keidra, while you tried to come at me like that, was that there was a difference in the living, not standards, but like I feel like Birmingham might have been lifestyle. Like it might have been a slower city than like a more suburban city. And I know now it's completely different. I know now completely different.
I think the pace in the South is much slower.
Yeah.
What I was saying
is that because they is slower, they may not know that like everything has changed now. Even like therapy, like traditional therapy, you would have to go into a therapist's office, you know, sit down, wait for them to call you, and all of that. But now with companies like BetterHelp, you don't have to do that. BetterHelp provides secure online therapy from the comfort of your home, and you don't have to go out of your house as with traditional therapy. Now, I will say this. It is not a crisis line. It's not a self-help line. This is professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. And this service is available for clients worldwide. So it doesn't matter if you're in a fast-paced city like New York, or you're a little slower like Missouri, or you're a little even slower like maybe Alabama. You can log into your account anytime and send your counselor a message. And for those that are just signing up, I've been to therapy a number of times. I've had 3 therapists in the physical world, and now I'm on BetterHelp. When I was still in the regular world and going to traditional offline therapy, it would take me a week, 3 weeks, maybe a month and a half to find a therapist. With BetterHelp, you can get connected with a therapist after they assess your needs in 48 hours or less. All right, and you can send your therapist a message anytime, and they'll send you a thoughtful response quickly. So I want to encourage you guys, with the world opening up and things still feeling a little unsettled, if you feel like something is blocking your happiness, I really encourage you guys to check out BetterHelp, okay? Check them out right now. So many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. That's how effective it is. That's how much people realize that they need to take control and charge of their mental health. I encourage you guys to go visit betterhelp.com/DIYS and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Again, that's betterhelp.com/DIYS. And right now, if you guys join or you take a look at it, you get 10% off your first month. That's right, 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/DIYS. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and we thank them for supporting us, and we thank you guys for checking them out.
Shout out to BetterHelp, man. That was clutch.
And that's a real thing. I started therapy. Yes, I definitely started therapy. And like two of my friends are doing BetterHelp.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
I'm doing it right now. It's on my phone right now. My therapist just hit me up too because I had hit him back. He sent me a message and was like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, my bad, bro. I was on the road. I like the fact that he followed up with me, but yeah.
Are you able to keep up with that on the road?
Yeah, because we talk via text, but then we also set up our weekly meetings for audio. So that helps because I can't do just text. I won't be as responsive via text. But like if we were doing audio notes or we're doing like the phone conversation.
It's never like full sessions over like, you know, Skype or something.
Yeah, you could do that too. Yeah, you could do that.
You don't really be doing that though?
A lot of times I'm shaking and moving, so I don't have time to sit down and just look in front of the screen. So I might be doing something else. And I know that's bad too because you should be sitting down and giving them your four. But bro, I'm only in town like 3 days a week. So I have to get it how I live. You know what I mean?
It's probably not even an option on the road, huh?
It is because now, I mean, it's kind of hard because sometimes when we get to the city, we have to drop bags and go film the food show. And then I have a couple hours to, like, get squad cast up or a couple hours to get Damn It and That You Scary up and get the audio up and all that type of stuff and then still prepare for my set or get some rest beforehand. So it's not a whole lot of time, but I try to do the best I can, man.
I try to do mine on the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to. I be trying to fit my whole life in on the plane.
Hold on, wait. You trying to do your therapy on the plane? You just texting?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
You can text on the plane now.
Plane Wi-Fi.
Yeah. You could do. I messages on the plane now.
Yeah. Okay. I know that.
Which is the best thing they could have did besides keep the plane in the air. Like.
I wonder. Like. What?
Nothing.
Who's that? You sound like you're a balloon.
Babe. I was gonna say, speaking of which, but go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead. I don't want to step on your
side. No.
I do this show every week. You're a guest.
Go ahead. Absolutely want to hear what you have to say.
Okay.
I absolutely want to hear what you.
I was gonna say, obviously, Tahir is, you know, getting very, very big and dealing with additional crazy stuff, but just the constant moving and traveling and performing. All the blowing up, all the shit that comes with blowing up aside, is everything going on with the heavy touring and the constant performance that, just while we're talking about therapy, that like makes it like kind of like, is there anything in that schedule that makes it like you need that therapy to like help you with any of that?
Yeah, it's great to
talk like personal stuff.
No, it's great to talk to somebody that's unbiased because you come into contact with a lot of personalities and being gone on the road so much. When I come home, you know, the energy might be different from, you know, like Farron understands what I do. She respects it. But, you know, being gone 4 days a week, 3-4 days a week, only being home for 3 days, and then I'm filming every Wednesday for the challenge show and other stuff for the app, and then I have to do this and Squadcast on Mondays. Like, they get very little time, and now that I've been in Zooming with the homies, at least they get my evenings. But, you know, you can feel their resentment, and therapy helps me understand where that comes from because I'm the type of Pisces where I match your energy. If you mad, bitch, I'm going to be mad. We all mad in this house. I'm going to flip some shit over, and I would hold on to my shit, and not say bitch, but I didn't mean bitch to her, but just in general.
In general, yeah.
I will hold on to that energy for 3-5 days. So I'll be mad the whole time just because your energy was off. So rather than matching her energy, now it's like, hey, what's going on? Try to talk it out. And sometimes, you know, even in those instances, she might not always be ready to talk. And that's something else that I had to learn. Is like, you can't expect a person to be ready to open up when you're available. Ready.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have to sit with it. Because I know me. Like, sometimes I want to be mad. Or sometimes I want to be sad.
Right.
And sometimes I have to get to a point where, like, okay, I got to get out of this funk because it's ruining my day or it's ruining my week. So you can't force a person to be ready and available to talk just because you are.
Right.
So because of that, I had to learn how to accept that person's feelings because when you don't, you get mad. It's almost like you're negating it and saying, you ain't even got no reason to be mad, but everybody's feelings are valid. And that's something else that I had to learn. So
it's more like I would rather talk to somebody because I'm on tour and my time is split with some people rather than I need to talk to somebody about the hardships of always being on tour.
No, it's mixed because every session is different. Sometimes when I'm dealing with something big, that might occupy 3 to 4 sessions, but there's also just the mental maintenance that and the upkeep of that, you know, just, you know, checking in with somebody that's unbiased and that's there to tell you, oh yeah, I see the growth in that, you know, from when we first started talking to where you are now. But what do you think that you could have done differently in that situation to even maybe handle it even better? And so those little questions that they ask, those great probing questions, really take you out of your selfish state and make you step aside from yourself and be like, did I handle that the best way? I thought I did, but yeah. Was there a way I could have handled that better?
Yeah.
You know, to have an even better end result of what it is. So that's really what therapy does to me, man. It really helps me check my ego and make sure that I'm still on task with everything. And then also, like, sometimes it's like, I see there's a meme going around. I think I just started on Justin LA Boys page. Did you catch that burp? I'm sorry. Did you catch? I had
damn
sorry.
It, no.
Okay, good.
That's why I'm sitting so close to you.
It says heavy on the I'll work on that versus the heavy on the I'll work on that versus that's just who I am. But my therapist, in talking, my past therapist let me know that, you know, while that's just who I am may be an excuse and a cop out in certain situations, sometimes that is just who you are. Like, I'm not a huge big crowd person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like there would be times when, like, Fran first moved out here, she wanted to go to the club. And I'm like, you gotta go with your homegirls. And that's something that I wasn't really willing to bend on because big crowds give me horrible anxiety.
Yeah.
Just like, because I don't know what, I can't get to the exit if something happens. And like, and that also comes from traumatic experiences growing up,
right?
You know, being jumped and shit like that in big crowds. So
yeah.
That's one of the things that, like, I can try to work on it, but that's really just who I am. Like, big crowds give me anxiety.
Right.
But like when she first moved out here and we would get into it or just having a heated discussion, not even arguing, I would shut down. And I would be like, that's just who I am. That's just who I am. But now I'm more prone to talk things out and hear her side and not take it personally and take it as a personal attack. And that's something that she actually taught me. It was like, you know, when I talk to you, I'm leading with love. I'm bringing this up because this is something that hurt me, not because I want to hurt you by telling you this. This is something that hurt me. So this is something I feel like we need to work on so we're not at odds and that we have this harmony in our house and this is a place that we both want to come home to. So I had to remind myself and I have to, like, staple that to the forefront of my mind. Like, she's not telling me this just to upset me or make me feel like shit. She's telling me this because it might, what I did might have made her feel like shit or upset her.
Right.
So if this is going to help me prevent that from happening again, hear her out.
Yeah.
So
I think that's a very Pisces thing too. Mm. I definitely had to talk to my therapist about being better at communicating. I will shit. What mine comes from, I was in San Diego this last weekend, and I think my anxiety is getting worse. I think that's a performative thing, though.
Yeah.
Because me being so small, I remember Chris Spencer, when I first started doing comedy, we were out late at the Improv. You remember when Spike used to do Mobile Mondays? And I was out really late, and he was like, hey, don't be out here that late like that. Like, where your car at? Who's walking you to your car? Why are you out here that late? I was like, well, I'm trying to. He was like, it's nothing. No network. It's nothing you can do to network at this hour. Mm-hmm. Like, when you come, he said, when you come out this late, you need to be on stage or going home.
Yeah.
Or on your way home.
What was he implying?
That niggas will need.
Well, I would just tell, niggas will need. Mm-hmm. But I learned that now going forth. I'm such a people. Somebody told me I wasn't warm. Not that I'm not necessarily. I wasn't warm.
Inviting, warm and inviting. Yeah. Okay.
That's not necessarily to people. That is protection. People have literally walked up to me and picked me up. Like, imagine.
That you didn't know?
Yeah. People, like, pick me up. People like to touch me. People like to grab me. And it's, like, almost instinctively.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they, I don't know if it's because I'm really small. I don't know what it is. But people just automatically touch me. It could be 1,000 people in the room and this weekend when I went to San Diego, and I feel my anxiety getting worse because this lady, and I knew she was coming towards me after I got on stage. I knew she was going to touch me. I just knew it. And I was like,
Yeah.
Like, I start breathing. And, like, those are things that black people are normally ashamed of.
Yeah.
And, I mean, for the first time, I just told my aunt. I was like, look. And she was like, you got to tell your therapist about it. Like,
yeah.
Because that lady did touch me. In fact, she grabbed me and hugged me. And I know it was coming from a place of love, but yeah. I just get so, like, my body locks.
Yeah, people, tenses up, all of that, yeah.
Take pictures with you all the time and shit like that.
Well, we're just coming from a year of, like, basically hibernation.
Right.
And then, now that we're on the tail end of this thing, you see all of these stories with the store worker that was shot and killed by somebody that didn't want to wear a mask. The two teens in Atlanta that shot the security guard outside the... This is in broad daylight. I mean, granted, it was 8 o'clock, but it was the sun was still out. Like, it was day. You know what I'm saying? And this kid shot, 15 or 16-year-old, shot a security guard in a torso.
The girl and the boy. He's in critical condition.
Because he asked them to wear a mask.
No, they were trying to pull licks.
They was trying to go into
the Apple store or something like that.
That was closed.
Yeah.
And he was just like, nah. And the thing that was crazy to me about that when I saw that, like, it was a conversation. It was a whole conversation.
Yeah, I think, but the gun was out. He was brandishing the gun the whole time.
Yeah, the whole
time. Oh, so I think.
Yeah, that's why I saw that.
He was brandishing, but I'm like, yo, at some point, you got to realize within, because the video was like probably 45 seconds. But you see him walking back and forth, and I'm like, at some point, you got to realize you ain't no criminal. Walk the fuck away.
Yeah, listen, man. I don't know what they expected to happen. They're already on the outside of the mall. Neither here or there, because I don't know all the stories. Right. I haven't followed back up on it, but like those type of events that you're seeing constantly on social media kind of reinforce those feelings of anxiety when it comes to going outside or being around big crowds or things of that nature. So I don't think that anything is wrong with that, with feeling intense or like it has intensified lately, mm-hmm. because given the gravity of society right now, like, you're not wrong for being extra cautious.
Yeah,
I feel like. That's just me. Like, just might ever since I start, the way I move, because I don't move with, like, a lot of people or security or something.
Right.
It's just automatically, like, I get so fearful every time, like, from the stage to wherever we have to enter to me getting from the exit to my car, I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, shit. Like, I know, like, I just been grabbed and touched and pulled and stuff so many times.
Yeah.
And it's nothing personal. People would be like, oh, you want to take a picture? I'm like, shit.
Right.
Yeah. I want to touch people. Of course, you know, like my story.
Show love. Yeah. All
my
that.
Story, but I just, I'm like, shit, man.
It's a lot.
Like, please just, okay, can we take the picture and you don't grab me? I will shake your hand. I'll stand here and talk to you for 10 days. Just
mm-hmm. like, for 10 days?
I will. I'll stand somewhere and talk to anybody. Just keep.
But I feel like it might be worth it to put that out there, because at the end of the day, you guys are in the business of cheering people up. You know, like, you have no idea what somebody went through, you know, in the week or the day before they come to a club to watch you guys. So you guys could have just in general made them feel better, or you guys could have hit a specific subject matter that was really, really important to them. So I feel like, it's like you said, it's not coming from a place of like hate or anything. You could have just really, really touched them like that. But to what I was saying about like putting it out there, like, I feel like, yes, like you're saying that it might happen because like you're a little, like, you're small and everything. But like, for instance, to hear,
yeah,
he's put it out there. He doesn't really like interaction. He doesn't really like being touched like that. You know what I mean? Like, he said this publicly.
Yeah.
So people who go out and really fuck with him, they know that. Even if it's like, yo, that joke hit home. I feel like, and I could be wrong, but I feel like putting it out there would probably help you, because then it becomes part of your image. You know, if it becomes part of the image, like, Keetra don't really like, she's small, so, you know, people be wilding and she don't really like that. You might see a difference, you know?
Yeah.
See,
I would definitely say put it on stage.
I think we say shit. Mm-hmm. I think
it's a joke, right? That's when you got to double down and be like, "Yeah, man, I'm small and shit. People want to pick me up. I don't like that shit." And then they laugh like, Nah, for real. I don't like that shit. I'm like, I get it. I'm small, right? Now. I look fun size, but bitch, I'm an adult, right? Don't just be picking me up, motherfucker. Like,
yeah, it's
your mama up, bitch. Don't pick me up. You say it like that, but
changes after that because now it's like I have to actively go against something that I heard literally from her mouth.
Yeah,
to do this,
I definitely got to work on that because they be men, women, everybody,
children.
All of
you got Plaza's accent. Y'all from the same state?
No, Plaza's from Florida.
He's from Florida.
But Miami. I was just saying, like, we feel everything. Yeah. I think we might be twin Pisces. But I was just saying that to say that the therapy thing, yes, definitely. Yeah. Oh, which thing. Was going back to what I was saying. Y'all, these people wilding on these planes.
Oh, man. Did y'all see the one with the dude trying to open the door?
Yeah.
Bro, what?
There's two in California. It's been the last two have been in California.
That's crazy, bro. I don't like that.
Everybody's fighting on the plane or like looking for an excuse to get like people upset. Like, I feel like people will literally not bring a mask just to have some problems. Like, you know, the world has been like this for the last year and a half.
You're still out here trying to wild out.
You're
for
still
what?
Out here
for
walking
what?
In public places with no mask and then getting appalled when somebody's like, yo, you need to wear your mask. What?
Yeah.
That's why I'm afraid. Cause like if you're, you know, obviously a lot of you guys are watching this on Thursday, but everybody who's watching today, today's the first day of LA being open. It's June 15th. And it's crazy because we just came from NBC and they told us like, we don't care if the world's open, we're still waiting another month. And we started talking about that. But I know a lot of people who were just like almost on the track line waiting.
Oh yeah, they're ready to go.
So that as soon as it happens, they're at the clubs, restaurants, all this stuff. And it's like, people just don't, I don't get it. It's like their own health isn't as important as just having fun.
Right. Pat, get ready to take us out of here, man, because I think we about that time, and I don't want that card to fill up because you know how fast
absolutely. Well, yeah, thank you guys so much for watching another episode of Damn Internet You Scary.
Scary.
Friday at noon PST.
Feel me?
Tune into NBC. We will be guests on Access Hollywood with Mario Lopez and Joe McHale. It's going to be a very, very good time. It was a lot of fun, and we might be back.
You never know.
Huge, huge, huge thank you to our guest today, Keetra.
I like the second huge.
The second one? I said it three times. The third one was the biggest one.
The second one meant more.
Huge, huge, huge. So it was the huge.
Yeah, the huge. You was breathing. I felt it on my neck.
Appreciate y'all so much for tuning in. Thanks to our special guest, Keetra Long. I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you on next week's episode of Damn Internet, You're Scary.
Bye, guys. Bye, y'all.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.